Blog Talk Radio.
And didn't know what it was. I got up and I stepped outside of my cabin. A warm, soft wind warmed my face. A blood moon danced coldly across whispering but menacing clouds as it suspended itself in a stainless sky. Then suddenly the voice called out, Maidservant, period, my daughter, don't let your spirit be troubled. Stand and deliver yourself and your people across the river of freedom. Dream dreams, see visions. No longer will your people be reproached. Among the nation, I will be with you. I will turn their plowshares into wings. Lead my people out of the sea of the dead across the river of life. I will baptize and bless them in the water of freedom. Bring my children of sunshine out of the darkness into the light of liberty, and let them bask in the sun. Let them bask in and be enveloped by its warmth. Harriet Tubman stands and delivers. Receive Harriet Tubman in a voice read by Omienka 7. Hello, family. How are you? Yes, I have on my character hat tonight, and we're about to get into it because this is the month for Poetry Month and marking the notion that we will be reading and we will be oratoring and also character building and acting out parts. So I'm playing the part of Moses. Moses, what can she do? She's Harriet Tubman. And stay tuned so you can get some more of Moses. And I don't want you to change that dial. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I mean, keep it right there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I see we having a few problems here. And I don't know where they're coming from, but they'll be on. Just wait a minute. Harriet's here now. Everything's going to be all right. Soon, I'll be right back, Houston. And the atmosphere, meet me there. On the scene. Now, there's two things that I've got a right to, and that's death or liberty. I bad crossed the line. I was free, but there was no one to welcome me to the and Render this with liberty, my rendezvous with liberty. He refused to join me. But no matter what voice had spoken, it had decreed what must be done. So I did it. I was bound to stand and deliver myself and my people into a bosom of freedom. My two sons, my two brothers started out with me. But they lost their nerves. They lost their nerves. They couldn't wade the water. I said, John, you going to wade the water or else you going to be a dead Negro. John waded the water. They lost their nerves. They wanted to return to the dead of slavery. I went on myself. I wasn't afraid. No, I wasn't. I kept my spirit. I knew that I had been given wings to fly. I walked through the back way of Maryland in my worn-out shoes for days. One night, I come to a creek. I looked at the hole in my shoes. I looked at the creek again. But they didn't matter because I knew I wore the gospel shoes of peace on my feet. So I waded the water steadily against the current across the water during the dead of the night. Too tired to continue. I was so tired. I had myself against the fire-colored bush that stretched out like a skirt. Like a blanket. When I awoken in the night, had I awakened. A red-orange colored sun spreaded across the sky that looked at as big as the world, smiled down on me as I hovered in the east. Its rainbow-colored grays took me as peace rings peace. Just me and I told everybody, you'll be dead Negro. And the doctor is free. The better than this. No sign, no sorry. I belong to them. Should I go be no turn around? Should I be no once we're on our way, I even carry everything I own on my back to make the trips. I carry babies on my back that were asleep while we made our journey. And each time we were successful in getting across the water, even after being beaten and having a reward placed on my life and on my head, I continued on because I knew that when life knocks you down, try to fall on your back, because if you could just look up, then you can get up. So I knew I was going on. And while I got through that situation, I knew I could make it. And while Harriet was a small woman, I was a small woman, they say, with many odds against me. Many odds were against me. I shone strength through all situations. It's not the size, I say, of the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog that's important, and the fight is still in me. I found that the best time to begin the journey was on a Saturday night. That way we could get a good head start before the newspaper came out on Monday morning notifying everybody that there was fugitives on the run. They're out there loose somewhere. So we started our journey out before they could even find out on a Saturday. Oh, I tell you, there were certainly some hard times. You know there were some hard times. But I knew because the voice had spoke to me. Yes, the voice had spoke to me that there would be a way made out of no way for me, no matter how hard the times were. When I needed money for my trip, it looked like he parted the sky and dropped the money down and presented the money to me. For my trip, every time the money was there, I collected pennies, nickels, and dimes and other sums of money from people, mostly black people, I want to say, who supported my cause, the Underground Railroad. When I needed more hands, I hired myself out as a domestic servant to earn money that I needed. You know, it was decent, honest living. Some of the Quakers helped me in the work of the Underground Railroad. Yes, they did. I want to point that out. And they were white folk, and they did help. And they served the purpose in the Underground Railroad. Others of the Quakers refused to have anything to do with us. There were some just out and out refused to assist and aid us. They wouldn't do anything to hurt a fugitive, but they wouldn't do anything to help them either. It was against the policy of Mother Church, they said, for Quakers to help fugitives. They got nerve, I would say. Voice that I heard in the wilderness. That was my guide at all times. I led so many people out of bondage. I can't begin to tell you the numbers of people that I led. They started calling me Moses, 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 free us. So I gained the name of Moses, is what my nickname became. My route was usually through Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New York, but I changed up periodically just to confuse the slave catchers. Those slave catchers were blood-bound and great and looking out for me, just looking out. They were out trying to find me. They were in it for the money. I say that's all it was about. And if the slave owners said that they wanted a fugitive dead or alive, guess what? Slave catchers would just as soon kill a slave and bring them back. Just kill you and take you back and leave you rather than leave you alive. Yes, they would. But I listened to the voice of reason. Harriet knew what time it was concerning her people and freedom, that there is one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has finally come. And our time has finally come for us to break free and to have our freedom. And Harriet also believed to be able to stand the trouble of life, one must have a sense of mission and belief that God sent him or her into the world for a purpose, to do something unique and distinctive, and that if to be or she or he does not do it, life will be worse off because it was not done. Now, Harriet knew she had a mission. She wasn't just out there doing something because it felt good. She had a calling in her life. Time got so hard, she said. People's hearts got so hardened. And the slave catcher got so greedy that it wasn't safe for any black slaves or free. They had long
Well, Mother is a message got to they get the message. The message. Umoja is the message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.